First, want to just say that you guys really impressed the Beis Medrash. Everyone's very impressed with the Kol Torah, the Melos, Amish, a beautiful sight to see. I think it's like the first time in 16 years to have a Smicha Chabur that is fully invested in the learning. Just a small little Nikuda from the Gemara and Daf Gimel in Megillah. We're not doing Megillah, don't worry, but just a small Nikuda. After Yoshua was in the middle of Melchemes Yericho, so the Malach comes over to Yoshua and he has a cherev shlufa biyado. He has a sword in his hand, and Yoshua tells the Malach, "Why are you here?" So Yoshua says to him, "Are you coming for any averus that we did?" So the Malach says, "I'm coming for Bittul Torah." So the Gemara says, Yoshua miyad vayolon Yehoshua v'layla ahu v'toch ha'emek. He went to sleep, Yoshua, that night, in the Emek, in the valley. Say Chazal, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. He doesn't mean that Yoshua went to sleep that night. Rather, Melamed Shilon be'omka shel halacha. He went and he was mashkia himself in the omek of halacha. So you see a fascinating diet from this Gemara. Halacha is not just a list of facts, a list of halachas that you have to memorize to know how to implement. There's an emek to halacha. There's omek to halacha. And that is going to be the agenda of this chabur in general for Elzman and post-Elzman. Where we're going to try to show how the sugyas and the shur d'shmaitza and the rishonim and the achronim, any respective lumdis, shia relax, any lumdis that comes up along the way that we can inculcate into the sugya. But the point is to go from the sugya, the gemaras, the rishonim, and bring it down to Tur and Beis Yosef. For those who don't know, Beis Yosef is also the Mechaber. So we're going to show how the Beis Yosef is going to flow into the Psak of the Mechaber. And the Darkei Moshe, which is also on the Tur, which for those who don't know is the Ramah, will flow into the Psak of the Ramah. And that's going to be the goal, to bring out the Nafkaminas, for everyone to have a background in an Emek and Omek to Halacha. That's the agenda for this Chabura. Now for after Elzman, the goal is to really do this for every single siman. Can you turn the fan back on if that's okay? The goal is to do this for every single siman, to highlight the main highlights for each siman. This way you have a background in the Tur and the Beis Yosef, and Rav Krishna will do the actual nitty-gritty, as you saw from the Mar Makomos yesterday, like that at the very end. He'll do the nitty-gritty on the Shulchan Aruch. I could watch it like five times. That was great. I was like, the first part was like fun, but then when we went like that, and then Rav Sokol does the contemporary halacha. But now for Elzman, what we're going to do for the next four chaburas is going to do the building blocks, the aleph beis of Taroves, to give everyone the basic principles so we can navigate through the halacha properly. So the main sugya that we're going to start off with is the sugya of Tam Ki'ikar, which is going to take us for three or four chaburas. We're always going to start on a deraisa level. That's how you're supposed to analyze the sugya, especially in halacha. You start with a deraisa shia. And then afterwards, we're going to go with the gzera derabanans afterwards to see how that works. Okay, so let's get some aleph beis. Maaseh Bereishis. We know that the Torah says that there are various macholos asuros that a person is usher to consume. Isuri achila. One noted exception, noted case that everyone likes to quote is the chaticha of the vela. The pasuk in Devar Midalef of Aleph brings down the lo sochlu kol nevela. If you want, it's in the first, you can skip the cover sheet and go to the next Mar Welcome. So lo sochlu kol nevela, lagera shebesh arecha, you're not allowed to eat, consume a nevela, a kazayis of nevela, b'kedeh achilas pras, and if one consumes a kazayis of nevela, b'kedeh achilas pras, he incurs a chiyav malchus for the specific lav that this machos asuros is. This is the same thing that's true by chelev, by treif, all the various machos asuros has a chiyav malchus for the specific lav. What gets complicated is when this chaticha of nevela now gets mixed with other content of heter. And in principle, without any other mechanisms at play, the yisod hadvarim, when a chaticha of nevela, let's say, gets mixed with other content of heter, the yisod, a person should not be able to consume any given entity that comes out of this tairoves. This is mevur from our Mishnah on Sadi Vav and Beis. Like Rashi says, our Mishnah is an exception to the mechanism of Bittul Barov, which we're going to see later on. But the yisod hadvarim, if you have multiple chatichas in a tairoves, you're not sure which one is the nevela, which one is the chaticha of heter, the yisod hadvarim, suffix derais l'chomer would tell you that you can't eat any given tairov, any given of the chaticha that comes out of this tairoves. Suffix derais l'chomer comes along the principle of bittul birov. Now we know where things are falling into place now. Comes along the principle of Bittul Beruv, which many Rishonim say, the Rosh in Zion Lamed Zion, Rashi and Tzadik Ches and the Beis, for those who got the Tzadik Ches, and Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Tzadik Zion, they all bring down that we derive the principle of Bittul Beruv from the halacha of Achrei Rabim Lahatos, the pasuk in Shemos Chav Gimel Beis, which is discussing, interestingly enough, a case of a court case where there aren't a unanimous decision. There isn't a unanimous decision of judges who to issue a psak, and the pasuk says Achrei Rabim Lahatos. If you have a majority of judges who have one opinion, the psak, the verdict of that case, will go kefi the rov of dayanim. So say these rishonim. Just like by rove of dayanim, by a court case, we paskin lehalacha that this is the halacha. So too, when it comes to a tayroves, when you have a minority of iser and two chatichas of heter, where the two chatichas of heter are in the majority, we will issue a psak on this tayroves and say that a person is allowed to be matir to eat this tayroves because of the rove of the majority of heter that are in these chatichos. Now, how exactly that limud is done is a very famous Reb Chaim Shia, and we're going to get to that Mishnah at the end of the year. Let's count how many times I say Shia this year. But interestingly, we learn from Rov of Dayanim, Psak of Dayanim, we apply that to Tarovus. That's Bittul Beruv, which has a whole sugya in itself, but that's the basic principle of Bittul Beruv. This is mentioned by our Gemara on Daf Kuf, Amud Aleph, Bittul Beruva, which is commenting on our Mishnah. It's a little bit lopsided. Our Mishnah is really an exception to Bittul Beruv, as Rav Sokol mentioned, probably Birya, Chatik Kharizkabe. Really, the Yisod HaDvarim, we have Bittul Beruv. Our Mishnah, Tzayivav, are exceptions. But that's the Gemara in Daf Kuf, Amud Aleph, brings down the principle of Bittul Beruv. Okay. Now the question becomes, how do we apply the principle of Bittul Beruv? Where does it apply on a Deoraisa level? This gets into an analysis of the different types of tarovisim that we have in halacha. And once you chap the different types of tarovisim, we will now see where the principle of Bittul Beruv applies. There are two factors for how to define a tarovis. The first factor is the ofen in which the iser mixes with the heter. There are two ways in which iser can mix with heter. One way in which an iser can mix with heter is what we call a tarovis yavish biyavish. You have a solid entity of Isser, a chaticha of Nevela. It's mixed with other solid entities of Heter, chatichos of Heter. And the question, the nidon at hand, as to what the halacha is a suffix in the Gavra. The Gavra doesn't know which one of these pieces is the chaticha of Isser and which one is the chaticha of Heter. It's a suffix in the Gavra. The Gavra is not sure which one is Isser, which one is Heter. And to dramatize this point, the Prima Gadin in Kuf Test, those who saw it, that one-liner, says that you can have a chaticha of nevela in this room, and you can have two chatichos of Basar Heter on the fourth floor. And if you don't know which one is the Isser, which one is the Heter, we would still apply Bittul Beruv. It doesn't matter about the physical proximity of the chatichos one to the other. It's a suffix in the mind. A person is misupuk which one of these are the chatichos. You can have a chaticha of nevela here, and two chatichas in Farakwe, you're not sure which one is which. A suffix in the mind allows you to apply Bittul Beruv and consume this chaticha because you're not sure which one it is. And Bittul Beruv says that you can consume this tarovis. That's what we call a tarovis yavish to yavish. If you look at the Mishnah on Tzadivav that we had a few cases of that, the chaticha of Nevela that gets mixed with other chatichos. Or if you have a gid and ashe that's mixed with other gidim and you're not sure which one is which, again, in principle, we would say Bittul Beruv. On a Deoraisa level, that's what we say by Tairoves, Yavish to Yavish. The second way in which a Tairoves, Isser and Heter get mixed together, and this is the one we're going to focus on, is what we call a Tairoves Lach. This is not a question of identification of which Isser and which one is Heter. Rather, the Bliyas, this is a big word, we have to know this word, the Bliyas, the inner juices of the chaticha of Isser are now being transferred over, whether it's through Bishul or Tzli, it's being transferred over into content of Heter. Those bliyas of Isser are now being absorbed by content of Heter. The question is not in my mind, where is Isser, where is Heter? It's everywhere. It's absorbed into Heter. The question is, do we have enough sufficient content of Heter to negate the bliyas of Isser? Do we have shishim? Do we have a taste tester to tell us that there isn't a discernible taste in this heter to negate the blias of Isser that were transferred over? That's the Shiloh Elohim. It's where the Isser and the heter are physically meshed together. They're intermingled. It's not a question of the mind. So these are the two types of tarovisim. A tarovis yavish v'yavish, where it's solid entities mixed, or a tarovis lach, where the blias are actually being transferred over. That's one factor, how it's mixed. The second factor is the type of Isser and Heter we're discussing. Are they physically the same, or are they physically different? Is it a min b'mino, where they're the same, or is it a min b'eino mino, where they're physically different? And if you look at the Rashi that we saw on the Mar Mekomos, Rashi on Tzayizayin Abayis says, and this is how Rov Rishonim and Rov Poskim go, barring one Shita, which we're going to do at a different time, the way to distinguish between physically alike and physically different is based on physical taste. If two items are, Isser and Heter, physically taste the same way, like the Rashi says, Basar Shchuta, Basar Nevela, or Chelev and Shuman, both fatty, one's Isser, one's Heter, but they have the same taste, that's called a min b'mino. However, if the tastes are physically different, like a Basar that is being nosing tam into Yerakos, into vegetables, or into other gravy, that will be ein mino, it's physically different. Okay, so if you, for those math majors here and accounting majors, when you have two variables and you put it all together, you come out with a Punnett square of four possibilities. So if you go to your cover page, this is going to be your De'oraisa Punnett square that you're going to need. And you're going to have to know this is like ABCs of Tairoves. And by the way, Myra Musger, I put all of her sexes, Fahir, into the sugis as well. So just if you want to make sure you get all the stuff, this is where it's coming from. So this is a, if you look at your topic packet, this is the four-way Punnett square. We have a tarovis lach, which can either be min b'mino, min b'eino mino, and yavish, min b'mino, min b'eino mino. By yavish, midoraisa, which we're not going to focus on today, but midoraisa, we always apply bittul b'rov, not midorabanim. But midoraisa, as long as you have two chatichos against your chaticha, viser, mutter, you can consume it midoraisa. What we're going to discuss is tarovis lach, min b'mino versus min b'eino mino. And in particular, the top left corner, that box is going to be our sugya. With the lumdis, whatever comes out, is going to be the sug that we're going to discuss.
Who's the second person?
Who's the second what?
The second person, Shita 3.
Oh, we're going to get to that. We didn't do it yet. We didn't
the
do it.
The time has a name.
What?
What's the name? Orleans?
New Orleans. Yeah, we're going to see.
New Orleans.
We're going to see.
New Orleans is the original one.
Yeah, so let's now go to step. So that's all step one. That's the sugya of Hagdama of different types of Tarovisim, Yavish Yavish Lach Balach, and within that, Min Amino Min Bein Amino. Okay, so now let's focus in on Tarovis Lach. Good so far?
Yep.
Tarovis lach. We find a discrepancy in halacha as to how to view and how to be mishayer a tarovis min b'mino lach versus a min b'eino mino lach. So the Gemara in Zvach of an Ayin Tes of an Aleph brings down the Shita of Rava, who says that when it comes to min b'mino, a tarovis min b'mino lach, when it's min b'mino, says Rava to the left, if you want, if you're looking, if you're following along, it's beruba. Masha'enke, min b'she'en omino, is the timer. When it comes to min b'she'en omino, the assessment is tam. Do we have discernible taste or not? When it comes to min b'mino, we follow the standard rules of bittul b'rov. So says Rava, when it comes to a tarovis, when the physically the tastes are the same, you can't be mapped in the difference, we rely on the classic principle of bittul b'rov midoraisa. That's what the Ran, those who saw the Ran, spells out that this Shita of Rava, this Memra of Rava, is speaking on a Daraisa level. When it comes to a Tarovis Lach Balach Min B'mino, Batal Barov. However, Min B'eino Mino, where you can discern the taste, then all of a sudden we see it's B'nesinas Tam. You need a higher shear. You can't rely on Rov. You're going to need Shisha maybe. You're going to need a taste tester. You're not going to be able to rely on Rov. Raya number one. Raya number two is our Mishnah on Tzarivav. Our Mishnah says that if you have a chaticha of nevela, which is nisbashel, it's cooked with rotev, or a yerech, which is cooked with gilanoshe, the Mishnah does not say all you need is rov of the yerech, or rov of the rotev. Rather, the Mishnah says it's been nosing tam. You need to negate the blias of Isser and the capacity for a discernible taste. We don't rely on rov when it comes to min b'ein omino. Yerech and gid are min b'ein omino. Chaticha of nevela and rotev are min b'ein omino. And we require a higher shear. We don't rely on rov. The third raya, we're just Mar Mekomos, there are plenty of others, just to highlight the ones that we've seen. The third raya is actually a fascinating raya. This is not only true by Isser v'Hekter. This also applies by Kiyam HaMitzvahs. The Rush in Zayin Lamed Aleph brings down the Mishnah in Chala Gimel Zayin that Legabe HaFrashas Chala and Legabe Matzah on Pesach, we know that you need the five Chamisha Mine Dogan in order to be Chayiv in Chala and to be Yotzei Matzah. So the Mishnah brings out a case where a person has rove of orez, rice, which is not one of the Chamisha Mine Dogan, and he has a Miyat of Chita, he has some wheat, which is the Chamisha Mine Dogan. Says the Mishnah Chala, if the chita is no same tam into the orez, even though the orez is in the rove, but because of this principle of tam by min be'ino mino, a chita will be chayav, this taroves will be chayav in chala, and it'll be yotzei your mitzvah of matzah. As long as the chita is no same tam into the content, the other content, you'll be able to be yotzei your mitzvah of matzah, and you'll be chayav in chala. These are the three rayas that when it comes to min be'ino mino, we don't rely on rove, rather we require the sinas tam. This is what we refer to as the principle of tam ke'ikah. That when you have the effects of bliyas of iser, you taste the bliyas of iser, the Torah refers to it as tam ke'ikah. We treat it as if it's the ikah. The chaticha of nevela when it's intact is usr, but even when it transfers its bliyas and gives off a discernible taste, we still treat that effect, that taste, also as iser. It's ke'ikah. It's just like the ikah. The big question becomes, is what is the gather of this principle of tam kicker? What exactly is the nature of the tam kicker? And what are the mekoros that are given for tam kicker? And this is going to be definitely on Rav Sacks. He loves to know, make sure everyone knows the mekoros. That's what we're going to do. The last three steps are going to be the mekoros for tam kicker. And then we're going to be maschil the inyan of the different shitas about the gather of tam kicker. We're going to do the first shita for today, which is Rashi. And if we have time, L'chavad Shia, maybe we'll add a little lumbus at the end. Pasha's not, but we'll see. Five times?
Four times,
okay. I have to get to seven.
That's not that clock's wild.
No, he's saying how many times I said your name. Okay, so let's do step one. What are the mekoros for tam ke'ikah? So there are three potential mekoros, possible mekoros for the principle of tam ke'ikah. There is a fourth, but it's only a havamina. It may not be lemaskana. So we're only going to do the first three, which are the lemaskana dika mekoros. The first one is going to be the Shitas HaRabbanan. The second one is Rabbi Kiva. The third one we'll see is the Gemara and Tzadichas. Possible Makor number one. This is Psachim Mem Dal Amin Aleph. There's also a corollary Gemara Nazir Lamed Zayin, but the main one is in Psachim. Everyone's doing Psachim, so it's easy to just do Psachim. So we know the Pasuk says in Bamid Rav Gimel that when it comes to a Nazir is not allowed to consume grapes. But the way the Torah describes that Isser is the chol mishras anavim lo yishasen, that a nazir is not allowed to drink any infusion of grapes. So the Chachamim say, what is this extra lashon of mishras? So says the Chachamim, it's on to the left, to the right, I'm sorry. Say the Chachamim that in shara anavim b'mayim, if a nazir were to soak grapes in water, so even though you don't have the grapes anymore, the mamish is out, but since you have tam of the yayin, the nazir is usher to consume this water as well. It has absorptions and tam of yayin. He's not allowed to consume nazir. He's not allowed to consume this taroves, min be'ino mino.
Eating a nazir would be a different problem.
What?
Eating a nazir would be a different problem.
Yes, Okay. The nazir is not allowed to drink this water that contains a tam of yayin. So say the chachamim, we see a paradigm for the principle of tam ke'ikah. The grapes are not in this taroves. The grapes have been removed. All we have is the tam. So why is the nazir asher midoraisa to drink this water that contains absorptions of wine? Comes along Rabbanan and say, this is the principle of tam ke'ikah. And we can make a kal v'chomer from this mekor of mishras to orla, to kalai kerem, which both have bigger chumras. Nazir is only for 30 days. It's not Asr Bahana, whereas Orla, Klai, Karim have those added chumras. So we will make a Kal v'chomer to other Yisurim. And says the Chachamim, we can make a Kal v'chomer to all Yisurim in the Torah. Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah have this principle of Tam Ke'ikah. This is the Shitas HaRabbanan, that Mekor number one, that the way we derive the principle of Tam Ke'ikah is from Mishras Anavim, from Nazir. Before I take your question, Rabbi Kiva comes along and rejects the Chachamim. And he says that when it comes to Mishras Anavim, we can't use that pasuk for Tam Ke'ikah. Rather, that pasuk is used for a different principle called heter mitzaref le'iser, which we're not going to get into, but he uses up that pasuk for a different makor, and therefore he rejects the shitas hachamim. But al kopanim, this is the shitas harabanan, pasul makor number one, mishas hanavim, we'll call it nazir. We learn that from nazir, the principle of tam k'ikr, where grapes are infusing tam of wine into the water. Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe potential reason to say, not that it's not about a raya, to say that since our extraneous kumras included in nazir, for example, basar, and not cutting your hair, so in Islam there are kulas that's only for 30 days, but still you can't cut your hair.
Yishra'ayim. But the chacham are viewing the kulas.
Rekiva's
rejection is not for that reason. Rekiva rejects it because he has a different makor, a different principle coming out of that pasuk.
Could
have been, yes, maybe.
Could have been. Maybe that's why. But you could say that he used it for a different something else because he couldn't use it for that.
Okay. So that was makor number one. Yeah, maybe we'll meayin after that on that. Makor number two is Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says. Now that Rabbi Kiva can't learn out from Mishra Sanavim, from Nazir, he needs a second makor. So what's his makor? So the Gemara says he derives it from Giulei Nachrim. What's Giulei Nachrim? So by Klei HaMidyan, when Klei Yisrael were in the Midbar, after Klei Yisrael beat out the Midyanim, they had all their loot, they looted all their kalim, and they had tons of kalim, and the pasuk says, those kalim that Klei Yisrael had, kol davar sheyavo be'esh, tavir be'esh, anything that absorbed through heat into these kalim, you have to be machshir. And if it absorbed through liquid, you have to be machshir through hagala. These kalim are the kalim of the Midyanim, the Klei Yisrael were not able to use unless they did hechshir. So says Rabbi Kiva, if the Torah is being mitzavah someone to be machshir kalim, why is that usher? That presupposes the fact that the bliyas that are contained within the kalim are problematic. There's no mamish in these kalim. Let the Klai Yisrael just use these kalim. Let them put whatever they want in it. There's no mamish of any yisurim in there. All there is are bliyas in the cavities of a wall. If the Torah is still telling you to be machshir and to purge those bliyas, that must mean that the Torah is machbid on bliyas. That must mean the Torah is makbid on bliyas of Issa that will be nosing tam into their subsequent kosher food that they're going to put into these kalim. So says Rabbi Kiva, if the Torah is being mitzaveh, a tzivoy of hechsher kalim, that is megala, presupposes the fact that the bliyas are problematic. And because of that, says Rabbi Kiva, we see from here that there's a principle of tam k'ikr. Otherwise, there's no mamish. Why would this be asur midoraisa? All you have is to contend with the bliyas. You see from here, says Rabbi Kiva, tam ke'ikr. Yeah, sure. Rabbi Kiva says that we see from clay medium that the Torah says you have to be machshir the kalim. Now, there's no mamish in these kalim. All there are bliyas that are contained in the cavity of the walls of these kalim. So why would the Torah be makbid on Klai Yisrael being machshir? Let them just use it the way they want to use it. There's no mamish here. It must be that the bliyas of Isser that are in the container in the walls of the kli are problematic midoraisa. Why are they problematic? Because they give off tam when you were to put another new content of heter in this tarobas, in this pot, they give off tam. And that's why the Torah was mitzavi yudim machshir. This, says Rabbi Kiva, is the paradigm for tam ke'ikr. He doesn't use mishras, he uses gilui nachrim. The chachamim spit back and Rabbi Kiva, not spit back, they reject Rabbi Kiva and they say, no, that was a chiddush, that was maybe pogum. Rabbi Kiva. Maybe you're looking at a different Gemara, maybe the next one. Mm-hmm. But Rechachamim reject Rabbi Kiva and say that no, this is maybe a Chiddush. Shia has a lumdus behind this. Maybe you can ayin Shia later for what that exact machlokus is. But al kapanim, Rechachamim reject Rabbi Kiva and say that this is a Chiddush akra. It's a special exception. You can't bring me a raya from Giulei Nachrim. That was makor number two. Let's do makor number three. The third record is found on Sarites Amud Aleph in Chulin. The Gemara says that if a person has a chatas, a carbon chatas, which comes into contact with Basar Chulin, and bliyas are transferred, so the Gemara says, "Kol asher yiga b'psar yikdash." Anything that comes into contact with carbon chatas becomes kadosh, meaning lios kamoa she'im pesula tipasel v'inkshera to'achot yichomer shabbat. If the Basar Chulin receives absorptions from the chaticha, the carbon chatas, it receives bliyas of chatas. So now you have to treat this basar chulin like chatas. If the chatas was pasul, you can't eat it. If the chatas is kosher, you have to eat the basar of chulin kefi the strictures of carbon chatas, which is one day, one night. You can't eat it beyond one day, one night. So you see from here, says the Gemara, the principle of tam ke'ikr. Because all you have in this carbon, in this basar chulin, are bliyas and tam of carbon chatas. There's no mamish that was transferred. And yet, this basar chulin has to be treated like the carbon chatas. So if you look at Tosfos over there, two out of three of the answers of Tosfos over there, Gali Rachmana, uses this as a third makor for the principle of tam ke'ikr. The first one has a different gear, so it doesn't use it as a tam ke'ikr. But the last two answers uses this as a third possible makor. So let's just summarize what we have so far. We have two different types.
Is against that third shita?
What?
They went against that third.
Well, the first answer of Tosfos is not holding it lamaskana.
Okay.
So it comes out we have two types of tarovasim. We have yavish v'yavish. We have lach v'lach. Yavish v'yavish is always balta barov. We're going to put that on the side. Lach v'lach, within lach v'lach, we said there are two types, two formats. Min b'mino, min b'eino mino. Lach, min b'mino, again, balta barov, no problem. We rely on the principle of balta barov. Min b'eino mino, we saw three rayas, one from Zvachim, one from Chala, from Kiyam HaMitzvahs, that we always, from our Mishnah, that by min b'eino mino, by lach, we go by tam, we need tam. And what we just did right now, the last step, were three makoros of the principle of tam ke'ikr. The first makor was the Shitas Rabbanan of Limud of Mishras from Nazir. Rabbi Kiva rejected that. Then we had Rabbi Kiva's second makor, which is the Giulei Nachrim from Klei Midyan, the bliyas that were contained in the pot. The Chachamim rejected that one. And we just did the final one, the third one, which is possible makor number three, which is the Gemara Taitas, which brings Karban Chatas as a third makor for Tam Ke'ikr. Big question is, what exactly is the nature of this Isser of Tam Ke'ikr? And we're going to see there, actually, if you look at the Prima Gadin, in his Psicha, he has six Shitas with a bunch of variations. But we're going to discuss three mainstream Mahalchim in the Rishonim. The first one we're going to do today. And Be'edishan, the next Sabor, is going to discuss two and three of how to treat this nature of Tam Ke'ikr. What is the Isser of Tam Ke'ikr? What is the Gedder of Tam Ke'ikr? And to this, before we go, Viter, any questions before we're about to go into a deeper dive right now? Good? Okay. So for this, we go into the famous Gemara, famous Shita of Ravau, Amar Rav Yochan, and the Gemara of Avodah Zarah on Samach Zayin, which is ironic that it's not in Chulin, but in Avodah Zarah. This two-part statement of Ravau and Rav Yochanan is the makor for all of Tam Ke'ikr. The way to read these two parts of this statement is at least six different ways in Rishonim. We're going to just do three main ones, but six different Mahalchim in Rishonim with the Rav Chaim and the Rambam Shia and other different Shitas that pertain to this exact Sugya. But there are three main Mahalchim that we're going to do. This is the Maimer of Ravo or Yochanan. If you're following on the sheet, it's the next page, the second page. The second page. And if you focus in on the Punnett square from the top, the cover page, we're now in the top left box. This is going to be the Haskalah of Simon Tariches, Tarites, of all the Simon we're going to start doing after Elul. This is what we're going to start with. Top left box, Machlokas Rishonim regarding the principle of Tam Ke'ikr. Comes along Ravo, B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, that goes to Samach Zayin Beis, and he says a two-part statement. He says the following. Reisha, Kol She'tamo Uma Masho, Aser B'Lokin Alav. If you have tam and mamish, you get it's usher, and you get malchus. As long as v'zeu b'kazayis v'techias pras, as long as you consume it, a kazayis in the time frame of a pras, that's aleph. However, ta'amo, if you only have tam, below mamasho, no mamish at all, just tam, usher, it is usher, the ain lokin alav. You don't get malchus. Question becomes, what is this Seifa of Rabbi Yochanan? Why is it that when you just have Tam, it's Aser, but there's no Malchus? Hare, we just saw three Mekoros De'oraisa that taught us that if you have Tam in Heter, it's Aser De'oraisa. Mishra, Skule, Nachrim, Chatas, Right now, Rabbi Yochanan is saying a very cryptic statement. Tam, with no mamish, it's usher. Okay, so that's okay, usher deraisa maybe. But ain't loki to love, there's no malchus, but why? Tam is like ikker. Just like the nevela, the ikker, gets a lav of lo sofu called nevela. The tam that comes out of nevela should also get malchus, should also get usher deraisa with malchus. Tam is ki ikker. This sparked the six-way machlokes Rishonim for how to understand Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to do Shitas Rashi for today, and the Ritva. Ritva accepts Shitas Rashi in the Marmakomos. Once we understand the Seifa of Rabbi Yochanan, we'll be able to now revert back to the Reisha and Chap and contrast why in the Reisha there is Malkus, Mashe'enkin in the Seifa. So first Shita is Shitas Rashi. Rashi is found in Tarichas and Beis Nechulin, as well as Avodah Zarah Samach Zayin. This is also the Ritva and Chul and Tzadiches and Beis on the Marmakomos. He accepts the Shitas of Rashi. This is, you're going to see Rashi quoted at least a billion times in Tarovas. Rashi says, very simple. Rabbi Yochanan and the Seifa is discussing Tam. What's the case of Tam? So the Ritva and Rashi give a few examples. Let's say, the Ritva even says, Mishos an oven. Let's say you have grapes soaked in water. Or you have Bliyas in a Kli, Yulei Nachrin. Or the Ritva says, let's say you had a chaticha nevela in the heter, and you took out the chaticha, and all you're left with is the pleita, you're left with is the juices that are transferred over. That's tam. Or Rashi says the chelav is dissolved in. The point is, there's no chefza of iser intact. All you have is liquid bliyas, tam, in this content of heter. So says Rashi, I see from Rabbi Yochanan that if all you have is tam, velo mamish, there's no chatzas at all, no chatichas at all, just the plata, just the juices. We see that it's aser, but ein malchus. Says Rashi, you see from here, that tam kikr is midrabanim. It's only aser midrabanim. That's exactly hagufa why you're not getting malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, tamo velo mamasho is aser. Aser means derabanim. The ein lokin alav though. You're not going to get malchus because it's only derabanim. Mashe'enkin, in the Reisha of Rabbi Yochanan, where he's speaking about Tama Umamasho, so the Ritva spells out, Rashi, that we're discussing the actual chaticha of the veil itself. And for whatever reason, we'll discuss it at a different point, there's no bitul berov on that chaticha of the veil. All you have is chaticha of the veil, the actual chaticha that's mixed with content of heter. You cannot consume a kazayis because you'll get malchus, because that's the classic halacha of those sochu kol nevela. Anytime you eat the actual chefza, it's asa deraisa. Mashe'enkin, in the Sefer, where all you do with Tam, says Rashi, a chiddush. Tam kicker is only midrabanan. That's hagufa, while you're not getting malchus. What's the big kasha? Yeah?
The malchus badrabanan?
No, we don't get malchus. That's malchus mardus. Oh. No, malchus deraisa. 39 lashes until he. No, we don't give him that. Gilad, yeah? Oh, so says Rashi, I'm bothered now. Mahalach one in the Gemara is that Tam kicker is only midrabanan. Okay, very nice. Rabbi Yochanan, no malchus. But then what do we do with the three mikoros we just had? Mishras anavin, Yi'ulei Nachrin, Karban Chatas, Doraisa, sounds like, mikoros. So comes along Rashi, and he answers it for us. He does the work for us. Parenthetically, just to bring out Rashi's point, the Sefer HaRokeach, in Tav Tzadi Hei, Tav Ayin Hei, I'm sorry, as well as the Sefer HaTrumas in Mem Tes, they both say the Fi Rashi, mamish all the way to the extreme, that if a person were to consume a kazayas worth of bliyas of iser, it's only an iser derabanan, no malchus. Mamish all the way. Mamish, you drink a kazayas, not in a cup, but let's say it's mixed in a content of heter. You consume the kazayas worth of bliyas of iser, aser, only derabanan, no malchus. So what does Rashi do with the Mekoros? So Rashi gives two explanations for how to explain the Mekoros. He does this in Chulin Tzadiches Lebeiz on the bottom, as well as in Psachim Mem Daled. Rashi says, he does some fancy footwork here. He says, Rava is the one who we're passing like. Rava is the one who holds Tam Kikar as Midr Abanam. He's an Amorayim Basrayim. He's an Amora Basra. He's a later Amora. And the way Rava viewed the Mekoros are as follows. One of two explanations. Possibility number one, says Rashi, Rava held of both Mikoros. He held of Mishras Anavim, and he held of Yulei Nachrin. He held both were Mikoros or Tam Kikar. That sounds pretty bad. No, Because the principle is, in derivation, Shnei Ksuvim Habayi Ke'echad Ein Alamdin. If the Torah was going to give you a paradigm, it would only teach it once. The fact that the Torah taught you two Mikoros twice shows you that those are the exceptions to the rule. Because it would have taught you just one time a rule. So says Rashi, Rava held of both Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva, Mishras and Gilei Nachrim, and now you have the principle of Shnei Ksuvim Habayim Ke'echad, two Sukkim, that teach the same principle in Alamdin. You cannot extract that to Kol Torah Kula. They are limited in those two locales. You cannot go elsewhere in Kol Torah Kula. That's Rashi's first explanation. What about Kachim? So that's why, if you notice, when I spoke very carefully, two out of three of the answers of Tosfos say that we use Kachim, Karban Chatas, as a Makor for Tam Kikker. But the first one, the first answer of Tosfos is that the Girsaos are incorrect, and really the Girsa and our Gemara Chulin really is referring to a different principle called Heter Mitzdar Flu Isser. So Hashtus, Rashi is going to have to go with that first answer of Tosfos in order to get out of that third Makor. What's the second explanation of Rashi? Another fancy footwork, he says. Really, Rava, the Amora Basra, held of the opposing arguments of each of the Mikoros. The Chachamim brought up Mishras. But who argued? Rabbi Kiva. Because that case was used for a different Mikor. So says Rashi, Rava did the same thing. He held like Rabbi Kiva, who opposed the argument of Chachamim to learn out from Mishras. And same thing when it comes to Gilei Nachrim. Rava also held of the Chachamim to ignore Gilei Nachrim because that was a special chiddush. He held of the opposing arguments of each one of the Mikoros. And so Rashi does some fancy footwork and he says that Rava Lemaskana rejects the principle of Tam Kikar Midaraisa. All he has is an Isser Midarabanan, and that's Hagufa Rabbi Yochanan is doing in the Avodah Zarah. Leislei Tam Kikar. It's only Midarabanan, no Malchus, and to get out of the Mikoros, he gave one of those two explanations. It's Kedai to see the Rashi inside. And Memela, says Rashi, all these Mikoros that we just mentioned are just a Smachta Ba'alma. They're just a Remez to say that Isser Darabanan of Tam Kikar is found in the Torah, but it's not an Isser Daraisa Bichlal. That's Rashi, Shita, and the Ritva's Shita. Is this too much? Should we stop here?
What?
There's another alumnus. There's alumnus that's going to come out at the end. But you know what? I think we start strong. We end strong. Feel free to come over to ask any kashas. But Ezra Shem Shia, if I decide, I'm Ezra Shem. The next labura at the beginning will be Mashlim the Shitas of Rashi, and we'll say the added alumnus for in Shitas Rashi, and then we'll go on to the other Shitas in Rishonim and Nafkaminas. But the goal is to really try to keep the shiur under 45 minutes, under 40 minutes. I know that they're already 4 shiurim each week, so I'm trying to keep it low, but at the same time, try to provide as much information as possible. This way we have an overview of what Tarovis looks like. Okay, feel free to come over to ask any kashas, and have a wonderful Shabbos.
Talk about it.
8 shiurs.
8 of them?